Welcome everyone to my first little podcast. I've not done one of these before, so it's all very, very new to me. And obviously everyone's doing it and they're getting really good results. So I thought, hey, why not? Let's try a podcast ourselves. So I'm just going to come in and introduce myself, really, if you've not already been on my website and had a look around. Obviously my brand is Crystal Healing Magic, but I do a lot more than just with crystals. I make my own candles, my own incense, and I'm also making crystal bracelets. So I might share them with you one day. So if you haven't been on my website yet, I'm just going to read what I've got on my front page, just to introduce myself. So if you don't know already, my name is Janie and I live in the UK, if you can't tell by my accent. So since the beginning of January 2022, I've been working on my new idea about starting up a spiritual club. So obviously that was in January. I launched on the 26th of February this year, which was my mum's birthday, and so I just thought it was just fitting to actually do it on her birthday because she's no longer with us. So since my school days, I have been praying to God. We are not a religious family as such, and we don't attend regular church, but I have been brought up to believe in something. But it wasn't until around 2011 that my friend introduced me to my angels, and I've been working on my spiritual gifts since then. So obviously I knew there was more to me than, you know, what I had at the time. I was always very open and, you know, to everything. And when my friend introduced me, you know, to my angels, it's kind of progressed from there. So, you know, mythical creatures and holistic therapies and everything. It's just been all developing from back then. So it was about a year after my friend introduced me to my angels, when obviously, as I said, my holistic interest became a part of my life. I became a first degree Reiki healer, and a couple of years later I got my second degree. It was quite some years later, about 2017 to be exact, when I decided to become a Reiki master. Up until then I had no interest in going further. I was healing myself, I could send distance healing to friends and family, but I wanted more, and I wanted to teach others Reiki and attune them to become healers themselves. That part of my life is amazing, seeing those develop their Reiki and, you know, what they can achieve with it also. Then in 2007, I took my holistic healing practice further and I qualified as a level 3 reflexologist. I was able to do that for a while, but my fingers are not what they used to be and I find it hard to do it on a regular basis. Having a reflexology treatment for myself, from, you know, by someone else, I find very relaxing, which is really weird because until I started doing my reflexology training, I used to warn my friend, you know, do it at an arm's length because I can't stand my feet being touched. I'm really ticklish, and it was kind of a bit of a joke. But the more I, you know, it happened, the more I could actually, you know, cope with it, and you know, it didn't bother to the, you know, the fact that it didn't bother me. So it just made me so relaxed, feel really good. I always feel great afterwards because obviously it's like a detox as well. So I recommend a treatment to anyone, especially if you have a stressful daily life. Then in 2020, when the world kind of went upside down with COVID and that, I started studying again with more holistic ways and my crystal healer, aromatherapy and yoga, Ayurveda. Obviously, these aren't on my front page because these are what I've done since. Even herbal gardening, because I'm also a gardener in like another life. So yeah, I've been doing my own herbs, which obviously come in handy with, I don't want to call it spell work, because I don't really class myself as a witch, but obviously I use herbs for healing, as well as my crystals and incense, aromatherapy and everything like that, and candle. I say candle magic, but I don't really like calling it that. So I do a lot of that sort of thing. So really, it's just basically my candle magic and everything. It's just using positive affirmations and setting your little altar and things. So some people want to call it spell work. I don't. As I say, I don't class myself as a witch or a white witch or a pagan or anything, a Wicca, should I say. But for those who are Wiccans and things, I guess that's what I am, you know, really. I just don't sort of call myself that. So 2 years ago, before COVID, I decided to come out of my spiritual closet, and then now I'm sharing it with you ladies around the world and turning my hobby into a business and use my gifts of teaching to help others. And what I mean by teaching, I'm actually a teacher or a tutor. I'm a private tutor. That's my main business. I tutor children in maths and English, and also other subjects if they ask me. So I know how to break things down to teach. I don't just sort of blast it out. I like step-by-step routines or methods or whatever you want to call it, to teach, to break down, you know, math topics or an English topic or something like that, or science topic. And so I use that to break down my teachings in my Be Positive group, which is what I want to talk about now. Is not in so much depth. I want to do another podcast in depth, but it's my membership group called Be Positively Free and Happy. It's all about law of attraction, angels, crystals, essential oils, everything like that. So you'll all be, for now, you'll all be my VIP members. I like you all to be my VIP members. But I will be, come new year, I will be changing that. Yeah, there'll be normal members and my VIP, because I have got something in mind for my VIP members. So as you, if you go onto my group, my website, should I say, and look for the Be Positive group under or club under Work with Janie, you will also see on the right hand side that you can put in your name and your email address to join my waiting list, because it's not open for members just yet until the new year. So I'm still working on things, some new things. So if you are interested, get on the waiting list, and obviously on my page and on here, I will let you know when memberships are being taken, because I'm also working on another club, which is also dear to my heart as well. And obviously being positive and everything, law of attraction and things like that can help with that as well. I will tell you, it's on mental health, because I say to my heart, I've suffered with my mental health since my late teens, on and off. I am on medication for it, because I do have, these last couple of years with one thing and another, had thoughts. So yes, I've had to up my medication, but I have strategies in place that can help me, and I want to teach, you know, ladies like me. So if you're interested in that one as well, drop me a message on or an email, and I will be in touch about that. So have a good day, and I look forward to seeing you on my next podcast, probably next week actually, because I'm going to do a series of them. So yeah, have fun. Hope you having a great day, and I will speak to you soon.